صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. Amkizi. I see I received a message to say no Zakaria today. Today is Mr. Amkizi. Thank you very much, Mr. Amkizi. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we continue with chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, and verse number 50. In yesterday's lesson, we informed you that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made these women halal and permissible for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to marry Hajar Namak, provided that they made hijrah and they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. If they stayed in Makkah, then they could not become the honorable wives of the master Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we continue from there, chapter 33, verse number 50. وَمَرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً. And if there is a Muslim lady, a true believer, not just one who is paying lip service, a true, devoted, dedicated lady, إِنْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِي. And if she hands herself over to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lady comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to marry you. So hiba is a gift. Mawlana Salim Karim gives me a gift. I give Mawlana Salim Karim a gift. So that you call hiba. So she is gifting herself to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here on the radio you hear that we ordinary mortals and sinners and transgressors, some ladies say they want to marry us and so forth and so on. So obviously we decline that offer. We don't want to get involved in all issues and tissues and so forth. So yeah, then what happens in that case? In arad an-nabiyyu ay yastankihaha. So that also is acceptable for you, provided that the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wishes to marry her and is happy with her, then he can marry her. So what is the distinction of the Master alayhi salatu salam? The distinction of the Master alayhi salatu salam on this issue is, he, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can marry her bi ghayri maharin, without any payment of marital gift, without a mahar. Every wife, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, paid her mahar, except one wife, and that was Umme Habiba. You Africans, the people living in South Africa, Africa and all parts of Africa, this much you should know. This is the African contribution. Sayyidina Najashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu niggas, who embraced Islam, and chapter 5, verse number 83, speaks about him embracing Islam, the beginning of the seven Jews, the seven Supara. When Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Habasha, yea in Ethiopia, read Surah Maryam, and then وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمَعِ. when they heard how the Quran Sharif was revealed and what was the message of Almighty Allah to humanity and posterity and to jinn and the entire universe and creation, the status and the rank of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his name Nami Isme Grami mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam, peace be upon her, Sayyidah Maryam, Mary, peace be upon her, radiallahu anha, what happens? We find that, you must remember that, may Allah be pleased with her, 34 times her name is mentioned. So while Ja'far radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha's brother was reciting, he, Ninigas, Najashi, and his cabinet and entourage were not Muslim. But the tearing and crying, because they understood the Arabic language, there and then they embraced Islam. Then remember Umme Habiba, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose honorable wife, who became the wife subsequently, she was there, remember, in Habasha. Then problems with the husband divorced, whatever happened. So you must remember, then he, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, fine, I'll marry her. Najashi Negus radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then paid the mahar. And for Sayyida Juwayriya, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anhuma, waja'ala itqaha sadaqaha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liberating them, that was their mahar and marital gift. We need to know everything of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know all these messy and rubbish characters, you must remember that, who messed your life up, and pro-Zionist supporters, haramis. So we must remember that we could know. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to Almighty Allah, the beloved Sahaba, the greatest people to walk on this earth, after all the prophets and messengers, we know very little. So that is what Almighty Allah is saying. In a case like this, you don't have to pay any mahar, any marital gift. Khalisatan laka. It's only exclusively for you. Min dunil mu'mineen. Not for the believers. I got married, I paid mahar 41 rand. Mausalim Kareem paid, mashallah, 1,000 rand. I didn't know, I'm just guessing. So remember, mashallah, so what happens is this, we have to pay. So remember, no pay, no play, brother. So we must be clear on it. So see what Allah is saying. Qad alimna. Indeed, we know very, very well the knowledge of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, all embracing, all encompassing. So that is what we must remember, that whatever is due for the wife, whatever is due for the husband and so forth, so all the hukuk and all the rights have been mentioned. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla zi haqqin haqqa. As part of the memorable khutbah and sermon in Hajjatul Wida, go open Mishkat, go open Mustad Ahmed. Verily Allah Jalla wala has given every person who is eligible to rights, their rights. So indeed we know very well, ma faradna alayhim, what we have made compulsory upon them, the men, fi azwajihim, regarding their spouses, regarding their wives, wa ma malakat aymanuhum, and what is compulsory upon them regarding their female slaves. لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجْ. So there will be no difficulty upon you, Ya Rasulullah. On one side, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was compulsory that he, the master alayhi salatu salam, had to perform tahajjud salat 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock at night. On the other side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allowed to get married to more than 4 women, and that to bring unity, stability in the rank and file of the Arab peninsula, different tribes. And all this happened in the last 10-11 years of the Master alayhi salatu salam's hayat al-tayyiba. It was not because of lust and desires and passion and so forth, as the kuffar and the non-Muslim and Orient storytellers portray the picture that is an absolute lie. And remember that every wife of Nabi alayhi salatu salam became so honorable. Chapter 33, verse number 6, Almighty Allah states, Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, they became the mothers of this ummah. At one time, he, the master alayhi salatu salam, had tis'u niswa, 9 wives, remember that. Wa kana Allahu ghafura rahima, for me and you, we commit vices, we commit sin, we try our best, but yet we commit sin. So Almighty Allah was, is, will always be of forgiving, very forgiving, rahima, very, very merciful. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, and ma'soom, and protected from all types of vices and sins and so forth. So whenever you speak, you must be careful. You never, I hear some always upside down nonsense they talk. They say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sins are forgiven. It's kufr to say that almost. So you must remember that. You must say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistake in salat. You never translate as sin. Remember, you can go right out of the fold of Islam. It's a serious offense. Remember that. Allah jalla wala protect us all, and we need to be circumspect when it comes, and more careful. All the time we must be careful, but it comes to the Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need to be much more circumspect and careful. Day 190, Gaza genocide. Now go read, you jutlas, haramis, murderers, super terrorist supporters of Israel, Hitler's children. Go read yesterday's Haaretz. So in the Haaretz they write, it's one of the leading stories. Israel lost, Hamas won, a total defeat for Israel. He doesn't write there Hamas won, but that becomes obvious when you say a total defeat, remember, for Israel. So this is written in your Jutla newspaper, the Haaretz of yesterday, and we took that cutting and we sent it out to thousands of people on our Twitter, on our Telegram, and on all our groups. Alhamdulillah, I told you, Jutlas, you can never beat us. You must remember that. Once we are true Muslims, we will always beat you, because Almighty Allah is going to humiliate you, disgrace you, punish you right till the day of justice. Whether you have Trump in the White House, or you have Butcher Biden in the White House, or you have a donkey in the White House, whoever you have, remember Allah has said, Allah will continue punishing you. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that Allah will continuously punish you by Muslims, non-Muslims, till the day of justice. سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, a horrible, terrible punishment. Chapter 7, verse 167. Now listen to this here, right? Very interesting. You Muslims, this is وَيْلَلَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. How the Muslims have a selective amnesia. You ask 100 Muslims, 80 will not even know what we're talking about. So this American came with their coalition. They murdered and martyred over 500,000 children. Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Harami Jewess, dispatched straight to hell. She said, is well worth it. Remember that, it's well recorded. Then they murdered and martyred over 1 million people in Iraq. So remember that. Now some of the survivors are taking them to court, and now they're getting their day in court. Every day you must teach your children. Every day remind the Jutlas and the Americans and the Westerners and Britain and these poodles and haramis that there was a prison there in Baghdad in Iraq called Abu Ghraib, not Abu Ghraib, Grape. You must never pronounce how these enemies of Islam pronounce Gaza, is Gaza. Abu Ghraib, Grape. No grape, grape in grapes business. Abu Ghraib. So you must remember these things here. That lady who they murdered, Christian lady, Abu Ekle. No Abu Ekle, Shirin Abu Aqila. Learn to pronounce correctly. So Abu Ghuraib present. They were tortured. They were made naked. They were shocked with electric and so forth and so on. Everything you can think about the Americans did and so forth. So now these survivors have their day in court. They will expose the Americans, their army, their politicians, inshallah. And I hope and pray that they can go to jail. And it's about time we send these Americans, haramis, who think they can control the world with their shock tactics and so forth. How humiliated. Another place you must never forget is Bagram, where our Dr. Afia was found by our other sister Yvonne Ridley. There the haramis, Abu Parvez Musharraf from Pakistan and them would send them there. They would torture them, remember that under the Karzai government and so forth. And thereafter they would go send to Guantanamo Bay and where. So all this happened and no one can deny it unless you are a donkey and an idiot, you must remember. So what happened in Bagram, so all that must also become to light. We must remember what has happened. Look at these settlers. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtinin aynama kanu wa haythuma kanu. Ya Allah, you punish these settlers and decimate them, these jutlas, haramis, war criminals. Allah, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. I saw the settlers, how they behave. Everyone carries a big, big gun. And these bichara, poor guys there, Palestinians, Bedouins, so they are attacking them there in the West Bank. And sometimes they kill them. Sometimes they burn their houses. They steal their houses. They steal their farms and gardens. And you tell me this is a peaceful nation. When they speak of peace, it's not P-E-A-C. It's our land grab to steal pieces of land of the Palestinians. And your haramis. Germany, I taught you the democracy, Germany. So what happened to your democracy? All lip service. This whole Gaza conflict has shown the hypocrisy and the double standards of the Western world. What haramis and what shaitans and the enemies of humanity are. Only when a white person, only when a jutla, somebody is impacted, affected, then you want to speak of human rights and so forth. Look at this. Germany bans pro-Palestinian event. So how come you banned it? You murdered the jutlas, not the Palestinians. And now the Palestinians are paying the price and you still got the audacity to ban the pro-Palestinian event. Shame on you, Germany, you haramis. So we must remember this. Now Instagram, look at Modi, another enemy of ours, butcher of Gujarat. So remember, we know thousands of Muslims were murdered or killed and so forth in Gujarat when he was the chief minister. So Prime Minister Modi, and he's got different moods. So now Instagram is boosting the image of Modi with artificial intelligence images. So all this is a violation of the rules of Instagram. But you know, India got 1 billion plus people, and half of them, quarter of them will use Instagram. And obviously money is at play. So remember that that's how they get away. But you humiliation, disgrace for Modi, and we know he is another enemy of Islam and Muslims. Journalists are again targeted in Gaza. Over 110 journalists martyred, murdered, killed there by the Israelis, the super terrorists and murderers. More European countries very soon will start recognizing the state of Palestine. Israel should be expelled from the United Nations. That is what majority Muslims throughout the world say. When I say Muslims, I mean true Muslims. We don't speak of the Saudi regime or the Emirate regime or the kings there in Bahrain, Morocco and Jordan or the Sisi, the Pharaoh of Egypt. All these haramis, murtads, traitors, we got no time for them. If you put them against the wall and shoot them, you will do us all a big favor. Remember that. 13 people arrested in Ethiopia because the death of some opposition figure. So big problems there in Ethiopia. Then let me give you an American story. So the Supreme Court in Arizona, you know, America has got 55-0 states. So there they have banned abortion completely. Well done, you must remember. In this day and this age, so remember that they banned it in that one state completely. But Muslim ladies, some of them, they go for abortion and they try and legalize it in Islam. When you go for abortion, it is murder. You must understand this. And obviously, majority of the states, they will allow it with certain conditions. They will say it's a human right issue. Gay business, the gay human right issue. Lesbian, human rights. And prostitution, human rights. Every haram thing is what? Human rights. See Argentina. You know what's the inflation rate there? 290% to 300%. So you think that these countries are very, very active and very good, but they got big problems. Germany tells the Germans leave Iran immediately. The gold price has gone to historical high. Those of you investing in gold, this is the time where you invested, this is the time you should be selling, brother. $2,400 per ounce is the price of gold, record, you must remember that. Biden, the harami, butcher Biden, genocide Joe Biden, tells Iran, don't do it. Why you don't tell Israel don't do it? They can murder, they can kill, they can rape, they can incarcerate, and you are going to veto everything there in the United Nations Security Council. When Iran says we will strike back, then you got the gall and audacity to say don't do it. And remember, the Saudis are shaking in their boots. The Emiratis are shaking in their boots. If Iran, they won't attack Israel. They don't have the guts to do so. So remember, inside Israel, they won't do. They will do it somewhere outside. They will attack, but I don't think it'll be inside Israel. Because then America gets involved, then Iran start cleaning up UAE and Saudi, because these are idiots. They'll clean them up in 1 week, you must remember that. They don't even know how to use the arms and ammunition they got, and the whole Middle East will blow up, you must remember. Today is Saturday, you Jutlas, watch what happens tonight after sunset, after the Sabbath, and Sabbath is over, then 100,000, 200,000 Jutlas will be marching and protesting there against Bibi, the war criminal and butcher of Gaza, and that will be in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, in all major cities of Israel, occupied Palestine, and that is what will happen today. I've got 2-3 important news here to tell you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I spoke to the dada, the paternal grandfather, and the nana yesterday last night. A sad incident took place, tragic incident. So the incident goes like this. So there were two youngsters, right? They left Newcastle and they were going to Durban to write exam. One was Hafiz Muhammad Dokrat and the other was Adil Nurbai. So this incident, according to the grandparent, he told me around 2:15 or so, they read Jummah Salat or Zohr Salat, whatever it is, they were Musafir. So that was the last Salat they read. So the person, I believe it's a lady, she did not stop by the robo, by the traffic light. And then our brother, Hafiz Muhammad Dokrat, the son of Junaid Dokrat, and the grandfather is by Abdul Samad Dokrat, so we know the family very well. He, in the prime of his life, and is a Hafiz also, Hafiz Muhammad Dokrat, 21 years old. So remember that this lady drove into him, and the car spun obviously out of control. He became Shaheed. Allah grant our Hafiz Muhammad Dokrat Rahimahullah the highest stages in Jannah. His Hafiz, he read his last Salat on Jummah and Zuhur or whatever Jummah Salat, and thereafter, remember that he passes away as a Shaheed on a Friday. So all very, very good signs. Remember that. Allah Ta'ala grant you, brother Junaid Dokrat, the father, the grandparents, Muhammad Parak, he's the Nana MP, you know, in Newcastle with the buses, and Abdul Samad Dokrat with the Audi franchise and so forth. I spoke to both of them, Abdul Samad and MP last night. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of you Sabre Jameel. And remember, the body is still there in the mortuary, and today after 6 o'clock they will do the post-mortem and so forth, and ghusl, kafan, the bathing, shrouding will take place in Durban. And it is expected that today after Zuhur, Janaza Salat will take place there in Newcastle. They'll bring the body back there, that's what they informed me. And our brother Adil Noor Babai, he is also critically ill basically, but they say that now is a bit stable. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Shifa'i Kamil. Allah grant Hafiz Muhammad Dokra Jannatil Firdausil A'la. He is Hafiz and Shaheed also. Allah grant the parents, grandparents, and the entire Dokrat family. We know them so well. Allah grant them all Sabre Jameel, remember. Then my Qazi, let me call him my Qazi, Yusha Tayyab, and my brother, Advocate Bouda. You see, one advocate and his Hafiz and his senior counsel, our Feroz Bouda. Excellent. My very good friend. And Yusha Tayyab, my connection. We Maimans, we all connected somehow. We Ulaika Ashabul Maimana. You know that. So, inshallah, all of you, we make you Maimans. Read now. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in the right hand on day of justice. Then we become ulaika ashabul maimana. That then you got your boarding pass straight to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is what is meant by maimana. Now there's a big case going on, and the hearing will be on this Monday, remember, the 15th of April. So you Muslims, instead of wasting time, that's why I sent all this out last night, and other things also I sent out. So very, very interesting reading by the Majlis, and you should read it, all of you. So your eyes will open and your brains will also open, who's who in the zoo. So remember that our Muslim lawyers, Jazahumullahu Khairan, Yusha Tayyab, Advocate Feroz Bouda, Hafiz Senior Counsel, they're taking on the gays, the gay brigades, remember that. So we all should make dua. Allah Jalla Wala grant us the Muslims victory. And let me make one thing clear. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. I read the whole document basically. Feroz Bouda sent it to me. He said, go through this. Then I contacted him again. I said, Feroz, must I send it out? He said, it must become public knowledge. I said, Jazakallah khair, I'm busy. You know me, I'll be busy with all these kind of things here for the benefit of the Ummah. So that is our jihad, to inform the Ummah and to disgrace the Jutlas and the enemies of Islam. So look at this here. In that is written somewhere, you must remember, that some Muslim organizations believe in, I'm just paraphrasing it, some Muslim organizations believe in inclusivity, and they say, like, yes, you know, one day that one crooked guy said, no, the homosexuals are my friends, you must remember. So that they accepted that there can be a thing like homosexuality and gay business and lesbian and queer and what have you and all these type of things. Any person, Kain and Mankan, you can be the biggest millionaire, biggest Molvi, whatever. So remember, if you agree with it and you say yes, what it is right, even for non-Muslims and so forth, you're justifying it, you become straightforward a murtad and out of the fold of Islam. We can never have anything to do with the gays, we can never have anything to do with the lesbians. And Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam made this dua, chapter 29 verse 30, Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that you assist me against these troublemakers, mischief makers. Ijazul Quran, I've been 5 times with Allah's help to occupy Palestine. The 6th time the haramis didn't allow me. So the jutlas, they say, aka Bayakhafar, like, you're a dangerous character, you haramis, that's what they told me. So remember that Allah ta'ala accepted the dua and supplication. You, Lut alayhi salam, you leave at night. And morning time, our punishment will come to them. Alaysa subhu biqareeb, faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Oh, you archangel Jibreel, Gabriel, go there to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and pick it up and smash it to the ground. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. We made it the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. This is the punishment for these people. We can have nothing to do with them. And anybody tries and justify them, or you say, no, this is their democratic right and all that nonsense, and they are human right, you go right out of the fold of Islam. We don't need you in Islam, remember that. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them, inshallah. Yesterday, one brother contacted me and said some brothers are sitting for etikaf, or they made qaza etikaf. So all of you who broke your etikaf for whatever reason, the sunnat etikaf, so this is the fatwa. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, there's no qadha. Hanafi's fatwa is this: whether you broke your etikaf on the 23rd or 24th or 27th or 28th, only one day qadha is compulsory. So let's say, for example, that today, you understand, what is today? Saturday. So now you want to go and make your qadha. So you must enter the masjid, any masjid. You go and sit in the masjid, you must remember, before Maghrib, and you spend the night day in the masjid, in the mosque, and then you fast tomorrow, whether it is your qadha fast or whether it is your shawwal fast or whatever, till tomorrow sunset you must be in the masjid, one day qadha only. If you must 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, it don't mean you must sit for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. No, one day only you have to sit, Maghrib to Maghrib, but you must be fasting. Allah give us the faqh through understanding of our Islam. Ameen. InshaAllah al-Aziz, the programs will continue as normal today. And our brother Moana Khalid Yaqub will be on 7 to 9. And our brother Suleiman Esop 6 to 8 with Naat Kirat. InshaAllah al-Aziz. Ji Molana.
Mufti Saab, is there a hadith on the signs of Piyama that says the hour will not begin until a man is whipped and his shoelace speak to him, and his thighs tell him news of his family after he left?
100%, you must remember all these ahadith you will find in Mishkat Sharif. The whole chapter there is, you must remember, Kitabul Fitan. And our Sheikh Sabuni wrote a whole book, Al Mahdi wa Ashratu Sa'a. And Allama Kashmiri Rahimahullah wrote a book on Isa alayhi salam and the signs. And leave that. Let's go to Quran Sharif. What all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Remember, when there are convulsions on this earth, everything will be shaking and trembling and so forth. At what velocity and speed and so forth? That only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. Chapter 99. I'm reading to you the beginning. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the land and the sand will take out all its burdens, everything buried. The person who's alive, the non-Muslim, because when Qiyamah, the day of justice occur, the day of judgment occur, no Muslim will be there. It will only be non-Muslim. تَقُومُ السَّاءَ عَلَى شِرَارِ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. On the worst creation of Allah. That insan, the human being, the non-Muslim will say, Malaha, what's going on? Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha. Today we see breaking news. This news. Today in a weekend you might see breaking news. Iran attacks, you understand, some portion of, you understand, the Israeli, wherever their embassies, consulate are. If they do it, very good. Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha. So the land and sand will give the information and news. Bi anna rabbaka awhalaha. Because Almighty Allah inspired it, you see. So Almighty Allah will inspire the limbs of the person, Surah Yasin. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwaihim. The mouth will be sealed. Wa tukallimuna aydihim. And the hands and the feet and everything will bear testimony. So that is our unanimous belief, that some animals will speak, human being will speak, their limbs will speak, everything will happen on that day of justice.
Mufti Saab, why is it certain things halal for one mazhab and not halal for another? Don't we follow one Islam?
You must remember that go to the Quran Sharif, leave the mazhab for a little while and go and see what Anbiya receive wahi and revelation from Almighty Allah. So who is the father? The father is Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Who is the son? The son is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So before we continue with the incident enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, let us go. You must remember there to Masjidul Aqsa, built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. He's the Bani Awwal, the first person to build it and establish it. Al-Bani Uthani, the second one, is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. And King Solomon, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, to be a prophet is much greater than being a king. He begged Almighty Allah on that occasion for certain things. Rabbi Habali, Quran says, chapter 38 and verse number 35. Rabbi Filli wa Habali mulkallayam baghi li ahadim min ba'di. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive me to teach his people to beg Allah for forgiveness. And grant me from your side a magnificent kingdom must not be given to anybody, anyone after me. Allah gave him, fa'a'tahu iya. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Whenever I pass a verdict, it must concur and agree with your judgment, Ya Rabb. Now we come to hadith in Sunan Nasai, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 78-79. Wa Dawooda wa Sulaymana iz yahkumani fil harth. So there's a farm, right? Mawlana Salim Karim got the farm, and I got the farm, and I got cattle and what have you. So my animals went there and ran amok in the farm of Mawlana Salim Karim, to make you understand. And then they went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, he passed the verdict. They passed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, what was the verdict? They said, so and so. He said, no, my verdict should be different. Allah praised both of them, father and son. وَكُلَّنَا تَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. We gave both of them knowledge. We gave both of them the knowledge to pass verdict and judgment and so forth. But whose verdict is nearer to the truth? The barakah and blessing of the dua at Aqsa al-Mubarak. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. So we must get out of that Western concept. The truth is only one. The truth can be multiple. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 21, verse 78-79. So let's take the issue you know. Because there are 1,000 issues, but that you won't understand, it won't resonate with you. So let's take, you must remember, the issue you really want to ask, right? That why do the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, in essence, they say, for example, they in the ocean, you understand, your mussels and your crayfish and your lobster and your prawns and dust and all that is halal. And why the Hanafis say no? So what you think? They take it from their pocket or what? Let me give you something. So the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. The Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna narkabul bahr. We travel on the ocean. Wa nahmilu ma'ana al-qaleel min al-ma. We carry a little bit drinking water, but sometimes that water will get finished. So how do we perform hudu? How do we perform ghusl and take a bath? We ride in the midst of the river, of the dam, of the ocean, whatever it is. Then we can't come back, obviously. So he, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ma'uhu tuhur. The ocean, we all know, it's got a salty taste. The water of it is tahir, mutahir, tahur. Tahur is hyperbole, is mubalagha. It is cleansing itself, and it will cleanse others as well. And walhillu maytatuhu. They did not ask that question, but Rahmatulil Alameen was, is, will always be the mercy and exclusively the mercy to the entire creation, the most beloved to Allah. And everything in the ocean is permissible. You see that? Rawahul Imam Tirmidhi fi Jami'ihi. So Imam Tirmidhi mentions that, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis take that. There are one, two exceptions. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah excludes, you must remember, the frog. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Idrifda, and so forth. So there are one, two exceptions. Now the Hanafis, we go, they say no, the hadith in Abu Dawood, and you go Muslim Ahmad, various compilations, Uhillat lana ad-daman wal maytatan, that Allah said, innama harrama alaykum al-maytata wa-dam, that your mayta, your carrion, your blood is haram. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, two blood and two carrion are halal for you. As far as the carrion that's halal for you, al-maytatan, uhillat lana al-maytatan, as-samaku wal-jarad, one is fish and one is locust. So fish was mentioned by the Master alayhi salam. So the Master alayhi salam, if you look at that hadith, it means that only fish is permissible. So your lobster, crayfish, mussels are not fish. So therefore, not permissible according to Hanafis. And according to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, the hadith in Tirmidhi, so permissible. And what daman al kabidu wa tihal. So your kaleji, your liver and your spleen becomes halal. So don't think that the fuqaha and jurors take out from their pocket. Al-Imam Shafi, if he could meet him, will kiss his hands. Such a giant and genius he was. He said, go open Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitabul Janais, the chapter of funerals. Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. These fuqaha, they know what is the exact and true meaning of the hadith and of the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahib, Markaz is associated with Radio Al-Ansar, which is a haram station having ladies and many non-Islamic programs on their show. Why don't you disassociate yourself from them like you do with the other Islamic stations?
So you must remember that any station wants to... Today is technology, brother. So you must remember that when you must, any station wants to patch into ours, I am not going to Ansar. Ansar is patching into me. Sirius FM patches into me. I'm coming to Durban now for the, you must remember, Hajj seminar on, I'll be there on the 24th, 25th. 27th is the Saturday of April. We got the Hajj seminar. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group. He sponsors all that. We thank Hafiz Wadi. He's the coordinator. Then, even last year, 2023, 2022, CII patched in. So you must remember, Hafiz Imran, the manager, told me we're patching in. I said, I'm not going to go tell any station you must come and take my shoes. You can go fly a kite for what I care. So I never prevented anybody. So you're not doing me a favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing Ansar a favor. I'm doing, you must remember, these people, the Sirius FM, a favor. I'm not getting paid by anybody. What is wrong is wrong. I'm telling you, for women to come on air is haram. I'm telling you that music is haram. When did I not say that? Our function is Amal bin Ma'ruf Nahi Munkar. You know what is the problem? Something went in my mouth. So you must remember that. So must be one shaitan waited, because one shaitan asked the question. You see these guys, they're very jealous. Why AK, when he speak on Q&A, three radios are taking his program? Why he does this and other radios are taking? I did for Voice of the Cape for 12 years. I never took a cent. You know how many upside down things go on there? So you must remember, when I started speaking against the Shias, they told me, thank you very much. I say, I'm doing you a favor, bye. You're not doing me a favor, and so forth. So remember, this is technology. Any station I used to do for New Zealand radio, how many years? 5-6 years I used to do for them program, you know, in Ramadan. So I never took a cent. And any radio wants to take me. Remember, this is not a dalil from Sharia point of view, but it will give you some guidelines, because you know nothing about Sharia. The Grand Mufti of Pakistan, I don't know if Maulana Salim Kareem met him. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib, we met him several times. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib was told that, Hazrat, come do shows on Pakistan radio when he came there. You understood? So after they migrated from India to Pakistan and so forth, he used to do. You understand? For 11 years, Mufti Rafi Saab wrote a whole biography on his father. You can go check it up. I still got it right in front of me. For 11 years plus minus, he did. They came to offer him 16,000 rupees at that time. He said, "Hum Quran Sharif ke liye paisa nahi lete. We do for the love and sake of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala." It's not a dalil, but it shows you, if you got some understanding, you telling me I must disassociate myself from Ansar. More than 1,000 people, the barakah of Ansar and the directors, we thank them that they gave us this FM platform and so forth, and more than 1,000 people embrace Islam because of Radio Ansar. You see that? So you must understand. And nobody tells me what to speak and not to speak. Me, I'm a free, independent guy, brother. So what is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. When I was at CII, I used to condemn them on several issues. They all know it. So you must remember, if anything is wrong at Ansar, didn't I tell you that time what is wrong? So you must remember, with all that thing about that woman coming on and promoting woman, who told you? You told them. I told them the whole thing. And I told them they must apologize, which they did. Jazahumullahu khairan. So rather, I be inside, not taking a cent, keeping my independence, and making people Muslim. Walau kariyal hasidun. Although you are burning, kul mutu bi ghaydikum. Go and freck with your anger. Next.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. I have two brothers. They both live in Canada. My late dad gave me a Rolls Royce. I used to drive him around. Now that he has passed away, my two brothers won their share from this car. My dad did not tell them that he gifted it to me. What do I do in this case?
Yesterday for Jummah, I went to Mayfair Masjid. Mayfair meaning my connections Masjid, Musa Kareem. And whilst I was translating the khutbah from Makkah, he came with a fancy car. So I told on the air, all the radio stations were on. I said that Musa Kareem coming in, you see, and he with a fancy car. I say I remember him one day was driving a Rolls Royce also. So sometimes the father has a smart car. Now all three sons, four sons want the car. And obviously we can't give the pistons and the wheel cap and the, you understand, fan belt to this one, that one and all that there. So best thing is that you make qura. Qura means you make a raffle. Tell a person whom all three brothers agree on is a man of honesty and integrity, and then whose name comes out, so he will get it, and say it comes out to 3 million, right? Example. And there are three brothers. So ABC's name came out, so now 1 million is his. So he must pay the other two brothers 1 million, 1 million. So that is one option. Still fighting, then rather sell it and take the money and give it to the heirs. After all the expenses, burial, funeral expenses are paid for, or after the debts are paid for, the wasiyat and that what they bequeath has been sorted out, and the shares of the heirs. So these are your options. Or you give it to an auction, who can pay the highest price, so then immediately cash, not on terms. So that's another option you can do. Barakallahu feek. Salaam alaikum.